and the rooster and the cup of coffee. And you know one thing, you're tuned in to Arizona's Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the House. Good morning, all y'all. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Tucson Convention Center for the 42nd Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show going on all this weekend. So if you're in that broadcasting audience, we'd hope that you take the opportunity to get on down to the Tucson Convention Center and join us here. I've got Miss Noelle Kurtz, the home show director, joining us first thing this morning to send out an authentic Saba invitation to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
You put on quite a gig here.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We try every year.
Yeah. You have how many vendors here?
We have just close to about 300 exhibitors, and exhibiting anything from, you know, home improvement to landscaping to pools to greenhouses, you name it, we've got it down here.
Anything that you want to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, if you need ideas or you're looking for a particular product or for somebody to do it for you, here is the place to be the next two days. You're open at what time today?
So today we're 10 to 7, and okay, tomorrow we're 10 to 5. And the other thing that's great is if you're concerned about coming downtown because, you know, parking, you don't know where to go, where to park, it's free all weekend at the TCC.
I haven't noticed a single construction sign or beacon. That's the first time in...
Yeah, they're
finally
finished. They're finally finished, it looks like, with all the construction, so there's no need to worry about that as well being rerouted.
Come on down. Now, y'all have some community activities involved as well and some stage presentations.
We've got a couple of things going on. So we've got Joanne Fabric and Crafts in the ballroom. They'll be doing different workshops all day, but they have a kids program, Make It and Take It Crafts, from 11 to 4. We have our Home Depot stage that will be doing some home improvement seminars all day, as well as a kids Make It and Take It today at 1:30, which is always a huge hit. And something new we brought to the show is Tucson Originals. It's a group of local restaurants throughout Tucson. They're hosting a culinary showcase on the stage every hour on the hour. And what's nice about that is when they're done with their presentations, you can have some nice free samples.
So it's like celebrity chefs up there actually showing you how they're putting these trophy meals together.
Yeah, and they're... My take is that they're also trying to do some things that show you how to do it at home. And what's really cool is we've got cameras on their cooktop surface. So while you're watching the presentation, you can actually see what they're doing on the cameras.
Fantastic. And y'all are calling that what?
It's the culinary showcase.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a culinary showcase. That's on the hour every hour?
Close to it. It'll start at 11 o'clock today, okay, and the last presentation will be at 5.
Well, that sounds fun. That's on the stage down here on the west end?
Yep. It's on the southwest end of the exhibit hall. We also have it set up that the Tucson African Violet Society is going to be in the west lobby. They're going to be showcasing their plants. They have their award-winning plants there, but they also are going to be selling them and showing you how to care for them properly. Let's see what else. We've got the Southern Humane Society of Southern Arizona is going to be here as well.
Okay.
Adopting all their pretty little pets.
Well, fantastic. So, folks, that's it. The official invitation from Noelle Kurtz, the home show director for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association open house at Tucson Convention Center for the next 2 days. 10 to 7 today.
10 to 7 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow.
Free parking, y'all.
Free
Come
parking.
On down.
You
Noelle,
got it.
Thanks for getting up and joining us. I know you were up late last night with the industry event, and I know you have been working 24 hours a day getting this convention center ready for the show. So thanks for getting up early.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. That was the PA announcement for the vendor, so that was not a voice in the back of your head.
From outer space.
It is the 8 o'clock hour starting off. We're in the garden, and today we brought in our local guy, the Horty Guy. Yeah, I told you you needed to come up with another name before we went on air if you wanted to change it.
I was too tired myself this morning, just like Noel.
Mr. Tony Serra of the Magic Garden Nursery, native Tucsonian, graduate of the U of A horticultural degree, I guess. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
School?
Yes.
What's the official?
Well, it's a Bachelor of Science in Horticulture, which that was 1992. So it's been a while.
So you're a pioneer in the horticultural.
I wouldn't call myself a pioneer, but Pioneer Sun, we'll say that.
There you go. So if you'd like to talk to Tony this morning about anything around your garden, landscape, flowers, fall planting season, the number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We were sitting in the nursery, I guess that was yesterday morning, and
yes,
there's a lot of color.
Oh, it's a lot of color. It's finally cooled off. The nights are gorgeous. You get out there at 4 or 5 in the morning, and you just sit out there with your cup of coffee and enjoy the moon and the stars, and it's beautiful. But the colors are coming out now great. I'd imagine up there in Phoenix here another 2 weeks, and you can start putting all the pansies and everything out then as well. Nothing brightens up the yard like chrysanthemums and pansies to get it going, let you know that summer's officially over and fall has officially begun.
And so that, I can't imagine that was just pansies we were looking at.
Oh, no. I mean, there were snapdragons, stock. If you want to bring some fragrance into the house, plant a bunch of the old-fashioned stock. Gorgeous colors, and they've got the fragrance to knock you off your feet, just like to remind you of Grandma's house is how my wife describes it. Petunias, all kinds of petunias now. New colors, hardier ones. You've got newer hybrids that just last and take the heat. I had one lady said hers lasted 2.5 years. So it's, which for normal petunia they don't, but the newer hybrids, the supertunias, the potunias, the million bells, those just go and go and go.
And when we're putting in our winter colors, do you have a favorite type of soil? I mean, you can walk into any nursery and they've got multiple varieties. And a lot of new stuff that's supposed to retain the moisture for infinity that you never have to water now.
Personally, I'm not too big on those moisture control soils. We tried some, and too many people complained, didn't like them. But if you want to grow your flowers in pots, there's some really good potting soils out there. Fox Farm, Sunshine, Black Gold, those are probably three of the top brands out there. If you want to do them in the ground, just remember to add a lot of fresh compost or peat moss. A lot of people are doing their own composting nowadays, so if you got plenty of compost, throw that in there, and maybe even throw a bag of earthworm castings in there and a little high phosphorus bat guano to help give you some more blooms, and you'll have color all the way to May.
Well, that was a very polite way. It's Saturday morning. A lot of people are eating breakfast, so castings and guano, that was very polite, Tony.
Yes.
Well done. All right, aside from color, what about eating? It's I love this type of time of year because we very rarely have to buy any kind of produce for our salad. Radishes grow great. Oh. We put in multiple types of lettuce, and we just clip off leaves as we eat at night. We never clip more than we don't eat that night. So, I mean, there are fresh salads now through March or my favorite time of the
year. It's great. You take a 4x4 area and take a packet of lettuce seed and scatter it all in there and don't thin them. Let them come up, and when they're about 2-3 inches side, just grid it off and cut from this one tonight, the next grid the next night, and so that by the time you get back around to the first grid and after maybe 4 or 5 days or a week, then it's grown back up and you can just keep on going the whole summer like that. Radishes every 10 or 15 days, depending upon the variety you want. Plant some new ones in the ground and you'll have radishes all winter long. Broccoli, cabbage, there's a lot of unusual ones that people don't know about, is kohlrabi. Kale has really gotten big in the last year. Fava beans, if you want to do fava beans, though, I wouldn't start those before Halloween in Tucson and close to Thanksgiving in Phoenix. Those will also help re-energize the garden soil for next year's planting of tomatoes and peppers as well. And for those of you lucky enough to still have your tomatoes going from the summer, let them keep on producing, and you've got that salad all set, just like Romy was saying.
When you're putting in a new garden, what do you like to do? Do you like containers? Do you like in-ground?
I actually have both at home. But in-ground, yes, I like in-ground just because it's I get deeper rooting with a lot of that stuff. If I want to grow, like, my daikon radish or carrots or something like that, and I'm fussy. I mean, I really throw a lot of stuff into the ground. I'll dig up the top 6 inches, put it aside, dig out another foot, throw all that away, throw a bunch of peat moss and compost in there, mix it back in with my native soil, till that into the top few inches that I left down below so that I don't have a barrier there so that the water and everything drains. And we'll keep it easy here. We'll throw in a lot of the bat guano and earthworm castings, and people don't even realize it. We'll throw in some Epsom salts, 1 cup of Epsom salts per 100 square feet of garden. Your veggies will love it, especially tomatoes and peppers for next year. Hmm. Do that about 3-4 times a year, and you're in good shape and ready to go. Just remember to keep fertilizing. Like once a month, get out there with some more bat guano or good tomato and vegetable fertilizer to keep the things producing, and you'll be happy.
And do you have a preference over, I don't know, bat guano is a different thing, but if you're buying fertilizers, do you like solubles? Do you like the granulars?
I like the granulars because I'm lazy. The granulars you can put on once a month. People don't realize that the water solubles, especially at least summertime here, you're watering so often, you're having to apply them once a week because it's just leaching everything right out of the soil. If you want to go organic type water solubles like fish emulsion, that can be every 10 or 15 days in the summer. Now, wintertime, you could get away once every 3 or 4 weeks with something like a fish emulsion. But if you're staying with the water soluble like Grow More or Miracle-Gro, that's once a week as long as you're using it.
Well, let's see if we can bring Tom into the conversation, calling in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tom, welcome to the program.
Good morning. My question's about 30 feet outside of the garden, unfortunately, I guess. But
anything outside.
My TIFF green lawn this year, this summer, just really never did very well, and I've overseeded every year for the last 9 or 10 years. I'm told that I should take a season off once in a while in the winter grass. Is that true? Or
so it's kind of like letting your crop rest for a year they do in the farm fields.
It's letting your crop rest. You don't have to. The key is keeping the lawn healthy all along. If you've got one of the hybrid Bermuda-type lawns, the sods that you put out, they need to be dethatched every year. And so if you haven't dethatched, that could be part of the problem there. If you overseed with winter rye, you'll want to dethatch about mid-August. If you don't overseed with winter rye, you'll want to dethatch in March. You can also help get the biological activity of the soil going again by throwing some humic acid in there, and that'll help break down the thatch as well quicker and get the lawn back up to speed. Also add a bag of gypsum in there. One bag will do about 500 to 800 square feet of area, depending upon how bad the thatch buildup is.
A bag what size?
Gypsum comes about standard is about a 40 to 50 pound bag.
Got it.
We appreciate the call. We'll be back right after this.